This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was deliberately conducted to undermine Jammu and Kashmir's tourism economy and sow a religious divide. Speaking at the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin in China last evening, Dr. Jaishankar called for an uncompromising position on the issues of terrorism, separatism and extremism, recalling the strong condemnation of the April 22 attack by UN Security Council. The minister emphasized the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable. He also stressed that India would continue to work to bring the perpetrators of the JNK attack to justice. New Delhi has called on Dhaka to reconsider its decision to demolish the ancestral property of noted filmmaker Satyajit Ray. India also offered help to preserve the iconic building as it symbolizes Bangla cultural renaissance, describing the move to demolish the landmark building in Mymensingh as a matter of profound regret. India urged Bangladesh to convert it into a museum symbolizing shared culture of the two countries. The reaction of Ministry of External Affairs came following reports that the building is said to be demolished by Bangladeshi authorities. Artificial Intelligence AI Appreciation Day is being observed in India today. The day celebrates country's growing role in the global AI landscape. A report.
India's AI journey began in the 1960s with early computer science research. A major step came in 1986 with the Knowledge-Based Computer Systems Project. In the 1990s, organizations like CDAC advanced supercomputing and early AI work. By the 2000s, IT companies such as TCS, Infosys and Wipro began investing in AI, while universities built a strong talent pool. The Digital India push in 2015 and Niti Aayog's 2018 AI strategy accelerated growth. Today, India is becoming a global AI leader. Its software talent and access to large data sets help create effective AI solutions. India's diverse needs also provide real-world testing for AI, from farming and healthcare to traffic control and public services. To support this growth, the government launched programs like the Skill India AI Portal, National AI Skilling Program and AI Youth Bootcamp. With Mayur Jain, Tripti Srivastav, News Desk.
The Supreme Court has expressed concern about political parties using regionalism and religion to gain votes, calling it as dangerous as it is promoting communal divide in society. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and Joy Mallya Bagchi said that such practices threaten the unity and integrity of India. The remarks came while rejecting a plea to cancel the registration of the All India Majlis-e-Ittehad-ul Muslimin, AIMIM. The court said it would not target one party when many are guilty of similar conduct. The Health Ministry has rejected the media reports which claim that the Ministry has directed to issue warning labels on food products such as samosa, jalebi and laddu. In a statement, the Ministry said these media reports are misleading, incorrect and baseless. It said the Ministry had separately issued an advisory, which is an initiative towards making healthy choices at workplaces. It advises about display of boards in various workplaces such as lobbies, canteens, meeting rooms, cafeterias, to raise awareness on harmful consumption of hidden fats and excess sugar in various food items. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has downplayed U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to impose 100% tariff on Russia and its allies, asserting that Moscow is well equipped to withstand additional sanctions. Addressing a press conference after the meeting of the Foreign Ministers Council of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in Tianjin, Lavrov underlined that Russia is already under an unprecedented number of sanctions and expressed confidence in the nation's ability to cope with any new burdens. In cricket, Indian women's team is set to face England in the first ODI of the three-match series starting today at the Rose Bowl in Southampton, England. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. This marks the start of India's preparations for the upcoming ODI World Cup at home later this year. The ODI series continues with the second match scheduled at Lord's in London on July 19, followed by the final ODI in Chesterley Street on July 22. And that is the end of this news bulletin.